Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back to another episode of Side Hustle School. This is your host, Chris Guillebeau, taking listener questions, pretty much taking one listener question every day, several days a week. We have a stockpile of questions. If I have not gotten to your question recently, perhaps we'll do some episodes where we do rapid fire at some point. But I always want to kind of balance that with giving something that's truly helpful. And of course, the questions are meant as proxies for other listeners. So, you know, if you hear one question, it's not only about helping the particular caller, in this case, her name is Morgan, but it's also about helping our global community figure out what to do next in their side hustle ideas and such. So without further ado, Morgan in Modesto, California. She's an avid Kindle reader. I read on my Kindle. I read print books. I read on my Kindle. I listen to audiobooks. I kind of do all of it. But anyway, she is dedicated to Kindle. She uses the platform for both personal enjoyment and side hustle research. So she's wrestling with how to organize and make the most of her Kindle highlights. I'll explain what Kindle highlights are and the answer in case anybody doesn't know. And she's also curious about if there might be a side hustle opportunity here. So I like that thinking. I respect curiosity. Are my Kindle highlights hiding a business opportunity? That's today's question, detailed version, and my answer coming right up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Morgan from Modesto, California. I read a lot of Kindle books for both pleasure and my side hustle research. The problem is I haven't found a way to effectively organize and review my Kindle highlights. Are there specialized apps or techniques that can help with this? And could this be some type of side hustle in itself?
All right, Morgan, a couple of points here. And just to explain to listeners who don't use Kindle or other e-readers, basically, if you use an Amazon Kindle device, as you're reading the text of any particular book, you can highlight it with your finger, and then that highlight kind of saves either directly through the Kindle or on the web as well. So that's pretty cool. It's like a digital version of, you know, actually using a highlighter, like a physical highlighter or just a pen or pencil to underline, you know, in your book as you read. But then it's saved digitally. I like to kind of save my highlights and go back and look at them once in a while. So I was thinking like, what could be done here? So in terms of personal organization, I think the number one thing is to get your Kindle highlights out of the Kindle system and into a note-taking system like Evernote. Like Rome Research is what I use most of the time. Notion is another very common one. That way it's not just in the Kindle app or the Amazon website. So that's helpful. And that way you could then organize them in specific notebooks or, you know, do something else with them. otherwise easily access the information. That's the key point. In terms of the monetization angle, well, I'm not certain, but there could be some kind of course, an online course teaching people to maximize their reading retention and organize their digital notes, specifically focused on Kindle. I think that's the key point. This is going to be a low price course, or at least let's say $50 or less course, or maybe up to $100, but no more than that, certainly. That way, it's not something that people have to think about for a long time when purchasing, and maybe there's some kind of tie-in with an app as well. So I don't know exactly how it works, but that's my first take is, you know, focus on the organization for yourself first, and then explore the opportunity as a side hustle, most likely in the form of a relatively low-priced course. Morgan, thanks for bringing up something I don't think we've talked about ever before. That's always fun on the podcast, so I appreciate that. Listeners, I appreciate you as well. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. We'll be featuring them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. I love knowing what you're up to out there. So thanks for being awesome. I'll be back tomorrow. My name's Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.